Okay, so Richard, please.
Okay, this is a vote for a 5-minute extension.
That's right.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rolon.
I abstain.
Wendy Shrell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Yvette Iacco.
No.
Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Tim Brown. Jim Brown.
No.
I hear you, Jim.
No.
Okay, no. A.C. Bird.
Abstain.
Was that King?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Sophia Wangaza?
No.
Sherry Gindelman?
Pass.
Tony Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wenzala? No. Okay.
My vote is no, AC.
Sherry Gindelman?
Abstain.
Okay, that's 2-4. And
AC Bird?
Against. 2-12-2-3.
No. 13, no.
So,
I have 12.
Motion failed. Okay, so we've run out of time. Unless somebody wants to extend time, we'll move directly to a vote on whether or not it's phone. Can you call the roll on that?
And that is on the motion regarding progressive disciplinary measures, correct?
Sir? Whether or not to postpone that. We're still voting on the motion. We just voted on whether to extend time. We're now voting on whether to postpone.
Joe, this is Jamie with a point of information. Point of information.
Yes.
Can you read the entire motion to postpone, or can someone repeat it? Thank
you. Leslie.
Jamie, I can't hear you.
Can you repeat the entire motion to postpone?
It is a motion to postpone until we have a permanent executive director. I can send that out by email if you'd like.
That would be helpful.
Okay. If anybody, unless there's someone who doesn't understand what we're voting on, Richard, can we go to a vote?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Richard, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you, Richard.
Okay, I can't hear you. George Ryder. Okay, folks, give me some peace here now. I'm trying to do this job for you.
Whoa.
Okay.
George Ryder.
This is the motion to postpone, no.
Sandra Rolon.
Motion to postpone, no.
Wendy Shrell.
No.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Mia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
No.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross. Kathy Davis, no. Okay. Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown. Jim?
No.
AC Bird.
Cite that motion again. I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone.
Motion postpone this other motion until a permanent ED is in place.
Motion to postpone until a permanent ED is in place? Okay. Pass on that now.
Was that King?
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza.
No.
Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner. Sherry Gentleman, did you...
I voted
yes.
Yes
or yes? Yes. Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
And Rico Ross. Okay, we have...
Hello, hello. This is Jim.
I'm sorry. AC passed yes. Also.
Yes.
What are you... You're voting yes. Okay.
And Jim is voting yes.
Okay.
Jim is voting yes.
Gotcha, Jim. 7 to 10.
No, it's 8.
Could you describe what is what, sir? How many affirmative and how many negative votes?
The first number I use is affirmative. There are 7 yeses, and there are 10 noes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion fails. So now we need to go back, since we also ran out of time on this entire issue, we'll go back to the main motion. So now we're going to vote on the motion regarding progressive disciplinary measures, which I'll just read, to include any measures the executive director may need to ensure compliance with CPB and FCC regulations. Formally adopted Pacifica National Board resolutions and the management decisions of the executive director that are not included in the employee handbook that can be accessed at the Pacifica Foundation website. Richard.
On the stack.
We ran out of time.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're out of time on the motion to postpone.
We're out of time on everything. On the entire...
Way out of time.
Unless somebody wants to extend, but we ran out of time.
Oh, please. We're in the middle of a vote.
Yeah, no, thank you. So, Richard, can we...
Okay, this is a motion for the progressive measures.
Yes.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Absolutely not.
That's a no. Carolyn Burden.
Yes, of course.
Kathy Davis.
Pass.
Jamie Ross.
Pass. Jamie passes.
Jim Brown.
No.
AC Bird.
No.
Lucette King.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Wow.
Fia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wins? Okay. Grace Aaron? Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No to signing statements.
What was that?
The smart-ass remark.
I said no to signing statements.
Rico Ross? George Ryder.
Abstain.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
No.
Kathy Davis. Kathy Davis.
Yes, sorry.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Nine yes. 7 no. 1 abstain.
Okay, so that motion passes, and we'll move forward to item 4, committees and working groups. We had decided that the first item, I mean, though these are going to be governance committee items in general, the first item will be scheduling. sorry, will be scheduling committees. And Sherry, do you want to speak to this?
Yes, I do. During the last...
Point of information, did we give a time to this?
It's 15, well, for the entire governance committee, we have 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, I thought this was a separate item before the
governance committee. Oh, it's a separate item, I'm sorry. Then we have to allocate time for this then, I think.
5 minutes at the most.
Any objection to that?
Please let your timer know what it is. Thank you.
It's 5 minutes. It has been, Sherry suggested time at 5 minutes. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll move forward. Sherry, please.
So I would like to move that the past practice of the PND to not schedule any committee meetings on the same day and time be adopted by this incarnation of the PMD. And I can motivate it simply by my comments before, which were that during the past week, several committee members have been unable to attend the meetings that they have signed up to work on and have wanted to, but because the meetings were scheduled at the same time end date, they were unable to attend, and it is not a way to do business. And I'm asking that this board adopt this practice of not scheduling any committee meetings on the same day and time.
Thank you, Sherry. Is there any other anybody on staff for this item?
Oh, Wendy
and Carolyn.
Wendy, anybody else?
George.
Okay, we'll go. Wendy, please.
So the language is that it's forbidden, or that we not do it, or that we recommend, please don't.
That the PMB not schedule
committee
meetings at the same time and day.
I appreciate the, you know, why and everything, but I don't think it's practical to pass this motion. We have so many committees, and we have a lot of people advocating during the time of scheduling of meetings. What we need to do is be better prepared. I think probably part of the problem has come from people making mistakes, maybe not looking at those dates, and it's just so hard to schedule it. I know what we've done on the coordinating committee is, you know, if we see a meeting on that, there's another motivation that Sherry didn't even mention, in that we have these tech guys, John, and you know, if he already gives up almost every night of his life to stream our meetings, and if we do two on the same day, then he has to find someone else to stream the other one, and you know, that's overtaxing volunteers. Our whole committee thing is crazy, but the fact that we have so many committees, and it's impossible. I don't think it's a good idea to pass a motion saying it's forbidden. I think people should use respect and poll the people and try to, you know, what we did on the coordinating committee is say, I see there's this meeting on that day. Are any of us on that committee? And so I think it's more of a just an advisement, you know, people please pay attention. Everybody put your meetings up, pay attention, and try not to schedule them on certain days. But I have to vote no in this present form.
Bonnie to Stack.
Okay, Bonnie. Carolyn?
Hey, yes.
Sherry, this is Richard. If you will please send me that motion, the wording of that motion.
Yes, I will.
I have to agree with Wendy. This is overkill and dilatory. Everyone has been very careful. The only motion... Excuse me. The only motion scheduled...
She's calling my motion dilatory. That's a negative implication. You can't do that.
I just did. It's still
you.
Number to order, please, Mr. Chair.
I don't. Anyway, Carolyn, I don't see that.
Let her finish your comments.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that everyone has been very careful, and the only committee meetings I've seen scheduled have been really because there have been emergencies. So I think we should give full faith and credit to each other that we're doing the best we can and don't schedule. Unless it's absolutely necessary. So I appreciate I will vote no on this. Thank you.
Bonnie?
I lie somewhere in between. I don't know that we can make this an edict. However, I am very concerned that members who are trying very hard to participate in committees and to vote as they have a right to do on these committees are being denied their opportunity to do that by nature of being very hardworking and being on more than one committee.
George,
as an example, I will give last night's finance committee, which was posted several weeks ago with the date, and a governance committee that happened at the exact same time that was posted 5 days before the meeting.
Stack, please.
George, I actually asked to be on the stack before. Am I on now?
I'm sorry.
You are. Yeah, you're after Bonnie, and then Lizette.
Okay. Some of the members who had that conflict were asked if they had any conflict and didn't respond for that meeting. And while I fully appreciate the sense of it, and certainly would have scheduled it at another time had there been another time, in fact, there may have been another time. I thought to look, and I didn't actually look. But I don't see making this an order. There'll be times when there'll be every night of the week has got some committee on it, and you still have to have a committee meeting. And so we just have to make do with that situation. And also, the people who are on the committees need to make it clear to the people who are trying to organize a committee meeting just when they can and can't be there.
We are at time.
Okay. And that is a motion to extend time.
No, Chair, I don't need it.
Okay. We shall then move to a vote. Richard, can you...
Could you state what we're voting on, Mr. Chair?
Richard, I think, has the motion. I don't
thank
have
you.
The motion hadn't been sent to me. I think Sherry would have to tell you.
I just sent
it. To help things, yeah, Sherry, maybe if you could just quickly read the motion for us.
Yes. The CMBA shall adopt the policy of not scheduling committee meetings at the same time and date of other scheduled committee meetings.
Fair enough. So unless somebody doesn't understand what we're voting on, Richard, can we now vote?
Okay, this is the vote. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Casey Bird.
Yes.
Zed King.
No.
David Keaton. David B.
God.
No.
There's a sound coming through this phone.
Yeah, somebody,
it's
I don't know who to hear.
Sherry Gentleman.
Yes.
Okay.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
I'm off this line right until there. This thing finishes.
Who is that?
That was Lizette.
Sounds like somebody's chewing.
I thought it was
Sean O'Brien.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. What, did you say my name?
I did.
Okay. And
committee scheduling.
What's the question? Because I was having trouble hearing. I apologize.
Committee scheduling. The motion on committee
scheduling. I will vote no.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross.
Yes. Excuse me, I'm here. The answer is
was
yes.
Was that Leslie?
Yes, it is.
George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rowline.
I vote no.
Wendy Shrell. Wendy Shrell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yelling at my kids, no.
Did somebody play
Susan
the
Young.
Guitar?
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Yeah, Betty Yako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Okay.
Jamie Ross.
No.
I missed anyone.
Did you call Ethel and Raza?
I did. I thought you said no.
That's correct.
7 yes. And 9 no. 1 abstain.
Mr. Chair, it sounds like somebody's playing a sitar very loudly.
Yeah, Joe, could I ask a favor? Could you ask people to mute their lines if they're not talking?
What Jamie said, people, if you could remember to mute your lines, please, because there is a lot of background noise.
Thanks.
Okay. So we... next item is items from the governance committee. And the report. So, George, could you please...
The motion that was carried over from last meeting was based on Israel Fayez's, I think I have his last name correct, suggestion at the January in-person PNB meeting that some means of acknowledging listeners' comments some means of having them part of somehow the record of the meeting be made. So the governance committee recommends that we actually do that. It's not to include them in the minutes, but the minutes are supposed to be a record of actions by the board, and that's not appropriate. But that any PNB member who thinks that listeners' comments are sufficiently noteworthy that they should be addended to the record of the meeting. I suppose that could be done on a website as an attachment, or we didn't really discuss very well the mechanism of how to do that, that the listener would be expected then to provide a written statement of those if they wish of their comments for posting. So that was the motion, and I put it forth to the board now.
Okay, before we go to a stack, Richard had asked me if he could speak to this, I guess, as our secretary. I think he has some thoughts of his own about this.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Richard. As I understand the motion that George just gave, it was the same as what's written in the agenda, but instead of minutes, it's record to the record.
Appended to the minutes means it's in a record which is not the minutes. So yes, that's my intention. Is that the perhaps we should I should amend that to append it to the record of the PNB meeting. So let me move it in that form. Motion that any PNB member shall be able to have a listener's written comment appended to the record of the PNB meeting.
In that case. I would say that I would support it if it was like in its original form. I was going to say that was inappropriate, but I might say that it's already in the record in the recordings. But thank you.
Okay, now can we take? I'll now take a formal stack.
Jamie.
Bonnie stack.
Wait, those Jamie and then those everybody.
Bonnie.
Jamie, Bonnie.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Nia.
Leslie.
Okay, Leslie. Okay, Jamie?
Actually, I passed, sorry.
Okay. Bonnie?
I would like to put forward an amendment to the motion that it would be a majority vote of the members present to be able to have a listener's written comment appended to the minutes of the PNB meeting. May I comment on my amendment? If there's a second.
Not to the minutes, but to the record, correct?
Well, the minutes are the record. I'm a little confused there.
The record is everything that y'all do. It's the recordings, everything you do. Minutes are just about what's happening at the meeting.
The point, if I might motivate the amendment for a moment so that I can make a point here.
Just can somebody, is there a second first before?
Yes, second.
Okay. And now we'll have debate, I suppose. So please, go ahead.
My point is that I think if it takes one PNB member to ask for a comment to be entered into the record, that it's possible that we will be looked to by every person that's making a public comment in our meetings. And I think it's going to set up sort of a peculiar dynamic in that case. And my experience with this in having things appended to the record has always been to see it done by majority vote of the board. So that would be my thought as to how it might make more sense, rather than having each person who is giving public comment looking to the board to see if someone and who it is that is going to ask to have their comment appended to the record.
Sean Stack. Okay, now, again, I'm going to take a stack for the amendment. So,
yes.
Sean.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to amend the amendment or not, because I understand Bonnie's point, but I also appreciate that if you go to a vote, we'll spend most of the time on the board voting on listener comments, and it could be a stalling technique. What I would suggest as an alternative is that if there is a member and a second for that comment or proposal by the audience or the public, that we go with that. It's a much easier, efficient way to run the board meeting, and it won't tie the board up with voting on every public comment that comes down the tube.
So is this now an amendment?
Yeah, I'm making an amendment that we accept all listener comments that have both a member and a second to the listener's comment or proposal to be appended to the record, not the minutes, but the record of the meeting.
Point of information. Point of information.
George has a point of information.
This is Bonnie. Do you intend this to be a debatable motion that or you just that basically are non-debatable? You just have to vote on it immediately.
Is it all right if I answer, Mr. Chair?
Yes, please.
My experience with this, when we have had this come up on the KPFA LSB and in another board situation, is that after a public comment, the person giving the public comment would ask for it to be appended to the record. At that point, there would be a, you know, hand count vote of the board, and if a majority of the board votes for it, it gets appended. If the majority of the board doesn't, then it does not. I think that it just makes it function better in that you're also I don't know how to put it. I'm sorry, I'll just stop there.
I'm not sure I got the answer. So it sounds like it's non-debatable. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're not starting a 10-minute debate as to what was said. We don't respond to public comment that way. You know, the board does not respond during public comment. And I have not seen this used that often, but when someone has come with a written copy of their listener comment and asked, the board then simply just votes as to whether to include it or not.
That's right.
Okay, so and I think we're now back to Sean's amendment, and there was a stack.
Nia. Nia.
Yeah, I think there was Carolyn and then Nia.
Yeah. And Kathy.
And Kathy. So this is on Sean's amendment. So, okay, Carolyn.
Yes, I wonder if both Sean and the original maker would accept or agree to modify their motions to limit any such statement. I like Bonnie's proposal. That's what we've done at our board, is vote to approve or to accept an addition. But I wonder if they would vote to limit a statement to 500 words, because I can see volume being appended and voted in. So I wonder if they would vote to limit 500 words. That's about 2 pages double-spaced. Should be enough, I should think.
Wendy on the stack, please.
Okay, so
Sean on the stack.
I second.
Nia. Who's Wendy seconds that?
Susan seconded.
Well, here's the problem.
We
can't.
Hold on,
Sean. So we are kind of in the procedural
point of order.
Yeah.
Point of order. You can only have two. You can only have two amendments.
Right,
well,
yeah. So people. I mean, it can be. I guess accepted as a friendly amendment or something. But you know, you can't now.
Friendly
already have
really
a second amendment. Yeah. So let's try to we're now, Sean has a, we're talking about Sean's motion. Sean, I think, can decide if he wants to adopt Wendy, Carolyn's language at this point.
Well, my only concern with Carolyn's amendment is I don't want two pages in there. I want about 12 words in there that explain the idea and the appendix.
You know, okay, I mean, it seems to me this is the kind of thing that can be decided.
Yeah, any limit is fine. Thank you.
Yeah, that can be decided by the board, you know, when they make that vote. So the next person in the stack is Nia.
Okay. I was one of the three people who voted against this, neither for one nor 21 people voting for it, because I still ask the question, what if a listener says something that is sanctionable, right? Says something against the director that is sanctionable, and we as directors say, okay, put in the minutes. Are we liable as directors? That's my, because people get up and they say all manner of things about directors, right? And if we say, oh yeah, okay, we'll add that to the record. Are we liable for that? I don't think George got an answer to that question, or if he did, I haven't heard the answer.
Well, okay. I think that's a fair question, but people can think about that while they vote one way or the other. So, Kathy.
I'm sorry, Joe. Just a point, and staff also. I left that staff, but I said it also. So I wonder if George had an answer to the question.
You're asking George? So it's a,
well, I think that Bonnie's amendment basically takes care of that. I certainly hear what Nia's saying. You might have somebody, some individual PNB member who wants some inappropriate thing tagged onto the record for their own reasons, but it has to be approved by the board, and it's really up to the board to decide whether it is or isn't inappropriate. So I think with Bonnie's amendment, which I would support, actually, it shouldn't be a problem.
So, Kathy.
This is Sandra. May I speak?
If you can be on the stack after Wendy. Is this Sandra?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, unless you have a point of information or point of order, then
no.
I can put you on the stack. Yeah.
I defer to everybody else on the stack before me.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I do have a point of information. We are still debating the amendment. Is that correct?
Yes, Sean's amendment.
Thank you.
So, yeah. So now next in the stack is Kathy.
Thanks. I agree with the principle that Sean gave us in terms of the time that would be taken. Just in this conversation, we can see how much it would be. And being at PNB meetings, also, I don't see where there would be time to do this. So I would vote against all of these motions except that comments. There be a system for comments to be submitted electronically, and that those comments be circulated to the PNB, and then an electronic vote be made on what should be included and what not. But anything that's going to take up time from the PNB is going to be something that will. I just don't see how it's feasible. So I think we should. I would move to postpone this item until we decide on a system that works, that is workable.
I second that.
Okay, so there's a motion to postpone on the table. Is there any debate on that?
Who made that motion?
Kathy made the motion.
Kathy.
Well, yeah, I would debate that because I didn't get a chance to speak, and I don't know when my turn is up. This is
yeah, but I think now.
Hello?
You can now speak, Sandra, to this motion.
We have 1 minute left,
okay.
Mr. Chair.
If I understand this correctly, we are discussing about public comment and what is to be included and what is not to be included.
Right.
These public sessions are screened, are they not?
They are.
And all public comment should be included, whether we agree with it or not, whether we can answer it at the time that they make the public comment is beside the point. we are a foundation that represents the public. So all public comment should be allowed and should be just written into the record, or, you know, the recording of the comment should just be put in there. Whether we agree with it or not, we can't answer it, but we can at least acknowledge that it was said.
Okay.
Okay, did you skip to me, Joe?
Say again?
You skipped me.
Sorry, one person at a time.
You skipped Wendy.
Oh, yeah, no, I do. It was just that this is a new stack for the motion postponement, but you were the next person. But we do need to extend time for this entire item because we are over at time. Well, or not. Is there a motion to extend time?
No.
2 minutes.
Second.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, so moved. Wendy.
I think that, first of all, when you know, as to what Sandra just said, where you, if we try to summarize someone's comments, then we run the risk of saying it wrong. But so I understand that this says written comments. I think Nia makes a really good point. You've got to be careful what you're putting up on your webpage. If it's libelous in some way to the foundation, and also this would create a monumental, a whole nother chapter to what the secretary's duties are to be writing down. I don't really understand where this came from at all. Why one person, one director would, I think it'd be a nightmare, and I urge a no vote, because I'd say vote, just vote it down. Forget all these amendments. Let's just vote it down, and we'll be right back to what Bonnie said, because the PNB can vote at any time to put someone's comments into the record. If they ask us to, that's how we do it. They ask you to, and we vote, and then it's in there. So just vote it down, and then the secretary doesn't even have to write down all this stuff.
Okay. So, okay, thanks. Thanks. Now, what's on the floor? What's on the floor now, though, is a motion to postpone. So unless the, and we're at time, or close to it.
Yeah, so you're very close to it.
Yeah, so can we go to a vote on the motion to postpone? Richard.
Okay, motion to postpone.
Yes.
Excuse me, Kathy's motion to postpone. Sherry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner, Joe Gonzalez, Grace Aaron, Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross, George Ryder.
No.
Sandra Rawline. Sandra?
No.
Wendy Shrill.
I don't know. I abstain.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako.
What are we voting on?
To postpone. To postpone this motion.
Let me pass. I'm not for the whole. Let me pass.
Carolyn Burton.
Pass.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Amy Ross.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Pass.
T. Bird.
Same.
Lucette King.
No.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza.
No.
Sherry Gendelman.
Same.
Nia Bediako.
No to the whole daggone thing. No.
Carolyn Burton.
I'm going to pass. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Jim Brown.
Abstain.
Okay, you have three, four.
There's one more pass. I forget who it is. Oh. An S person.
Is there somebody else that passed? Only had five. Four. Okay, there are three yes, and nine no, and five abstain.
I think Susan passed. I don't know.
No, she voted.
No, I voted no.
Okay. Sorry.
No 395. 395.
Okay. So, could you...
Three yes, nine no, five abstain.
Okay. So, the motion...
postpone fails.
Motion postponed fails, and we're back
to the motion.
Correct? Well, we're back to the question of time for this entire agenda item. Is there a motion to extend, or is the sense that we move to the next item, keeping in mind that we have 10 minutes left entirely for this?
If you're at time, you go to a vote, Joe.
But I'm asking if there's a motion to extend.
No.
Telling people to keep in mind. If there isn't, obviously we'll go to a vote. But... Okay. Then let's go to a vote on there was preceding motion. There was Sean's substitute motion.
Sean's amendment.
Amendment.
Sean's amendment, rather.
Could you read it?
My amendment is that it takes member of the PNB plus a second to include a listener's suggestions or ideas in the record, not the minutes of the meeting, but the record, the appended record of the meeting.
John, this is Richard. Would you send me that worded?
Oh, God, Richard, now I'm going to have to write it down and send it to you.
Okay.
I'm doing time here, Richard.
Y'all ready for the vote?
Ask if there's any objection.
Yes, objection.
Yes, objection.
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 Wait, objection to going to a vote?
No.
Objection to the motion. We have to take a vote, sir.
Right, okay. Fair enough.
Okay, this is the vote. This is the vote. Sherry Gentleman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner. Joe Wanzala. Grace Aaron. Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
Are we voting on the amendment or the motion?
Sean's amendment.
Sean's
no.
amendment. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Could you please clarify for me what the amendment is?
The amendment...
Rather than...
I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Richard.
Rather than... I'm stepped on you, I'm sorry. Rather than a majority vote, it'd be one member plus a second.
Four.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that at all. I want to change my vote if that's what we're voting on.
I want to know what I'm voting on, and I'm really confused right now.
Richard, let me try to help you here. My amendment merely says that to include a listener's comments in the record, not the minutes of the meeting, but the appended record, it merely takes a PNB member plus a second to include a listener's suggestions or ideas in the appended record.
Okay, this
point
is
of
George.
Information.
I want to change my vote to no. Yes.
Point of information. This is Kathy.
Yes.
We're talking about a written record, are we not? Since the recorded
yes.
record is already there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The vote stalled it just after George. George said no.
Okay,
Sandra Rawline.
George said no, Sandra questions, and then Sandra says, I abstain.
Wendy Shrill.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Nia Bediako.
No.
Carolyn Burton. Carolyn Burton. Can't hear you, Carolyn. Kathy Davis.
No.
Abstain.
Who was that, Carolyn?
Carolyn said no. I think Kathy said abstain. no.
Okay, Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
No.
Casey Bird.
No.
Lizette King.
Abstain.
David Beaton.
No.
Sophia Gaza. Sophia? Can't hear you, Sophia. Nobody passed, I don't think.
Sorry, this is Sophia, no.
Okay. You have one yes, and 12 no's, and 4 abstentions.
Okay. So, the motion...
The amendment fails, sir.
Amendment fails, right. So, we then now move to Bonnie's amendment.
Would you like me to repeat it?
Please.
A listener's written comment may be appended to the record of the P&B meeting upon a majority vote of the P&B members present.
Okay.
The vote on that is to follow, right?
Yes.
Sherry Kendallman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Ed Turner, Joe Gonzalez, Grace Aaron, Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
Yes.
Rico Ross, George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Nope.
What was he?
Carolyn Burt.
No.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
No.
Casey Bird.
I hear. Sorry.
This is on Bonnie's amendment.
Yeah. And what was the amendment again, precisely? What was?
A listener's Bonnie? Written comment may be appended to the record of the P&B meeting upon a majority vote of the P&B members present.
May I ask the question, Mr. Chair?
I have a point of information. Go ahead.
Yeah, a point of information. Does the P&B vote in the presence of that person, or do we vote after this?
Yeah, they ask to have, if someone brings their written statement with them after they read it, they ask to have it appended to the record, and then you just take and count vote.
Okay.
Well, I have a point of information. Is it the intention of this motion that a P&B member can't initiate that vote?
What do you mean? I'm sorry, George.
It's from the way you're saying it.
I mean, they could say...
Can a P&B member say, I like this, I think I'd like to have a written thing put in the... can it be initiated by a P&B member, or does it have to come from the audience member?
I don't see why it couldn't be. I mean, what you're talking about is, I think, fairly normal procedure for meeting.
Okay, I'll take it with that understanding.
You want me to come back to you, AC?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lizette King?
No.
David Beaton?
No.
Fia Wangaza?
Abstain.
Sherry Gindelman?
I pass again.
AC Burt?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman?
Abstain.
7 yes. 6 no.
5 no.
4 abstain. 6 no, 4 abstain.
Ching to Ching.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, sorry, I was actually...
Motion passed.
Okay, and if I'm keeping track, if I'm in the right place, then now we're going back to the main motion,
yes.
Right? Okay.
As amended.
As amended.
As amended, right. So would you now, can you now vote on that?
And Mr. Moving. Chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify the effect of the main motion. If the main motion passes, then this procedure would be put in place as amended by Bonnie's amendment. If it fails, then it would just be the it would just be at the will of the PNB in its regular meeting. Is that correct?
No, we would go to George's motion that any PNB member shall be able to have a listener's written comment amended.
No, we've already amended that motion,
order.
Right?
That's
right.
Been amended.
I'm sorry.
So we either pass it the way you amended it, or if it fails, then there is no policy other than just what the board currently has the authority.
That's right, Susan.
Right, but they're the same.
They're the same, guys. It's not any different.
Okay.
Ready for the vote?
Just a point of whatever, Joe.
Go ahead, and yeah.
If this is gone, then there's nothing. Neither one can say it, or not 10 can say it. Am I understand this correctly?
Bonnie or George?
Joe, could I speak to it?
Sure, please.
All I can speak from is the standard practice that I have observed. When someone comes and gives public comment and they ask to have their written public comment appended to the record, that the board votes. And if a majority of the board votes yes, then the listener can have their comments appended to the record.
Just a point of order, Joe?
Yes.
I respectfully and lovingly will say to Bonnie, this says PNB member. Are you talking about PNB member or LSB member, or am I totally lost?
If I understood the original motion correctly, this was directed at PNB meetings only.
Right. Right. So if,
if this were to happen in an LSB meeting,
no.
At least standard practice at KPFA, when this has happened in an LSB meeting, the LSB members have voted, and if a majority of them approve appending it to the record, it gets appended.
Mr. Chair, a point of information.
Yes, sure.
We are now at 7:33.
Yeah. We need to...
In LA, and I mean at 10:33 there, we need to take a vote and move to executive session, if necessary.
I agree.
Thank you, John. Because I think Brian misunderstood me. As throughout this whole thing, we were talking about PNB members. So if this fails, then nothing gets recorded at a PNB meeting.
I imagine, if that's the effect, then that's the effect. But
if this fails, then I suppose if a listener came and asked to have their comment appended, wouldn't we take a vote?
Precisely. We just deal with it at that time. I mean, it's the same difference. So can we move to a vote?
Yes.
Okay, this is the vote. This is the vote on the main motion.
Yes.
Just
a point of information, Joe, again.
Yes.
I don't mean to be a pain. I want everybody to be clear. And based on what Bonnie just said, that if this goes down, there is no policy, right?
Well, essentially, there will be no policy. As I understand it, George or Bonnie can clarify, but...
No, there will be... Okay, no problem.
That's right. The situation is there is no...
Right.
There is no policy, but my understanding of what we're voting on is that a PNB member with the majority of the board in support can initiate the action to have a written statement of a listener member, assuming they're willing... recorded. Give permission to have that be recorded. That was my understanding from my previous question, and I assume that that's what we're voting on.
Right. Can we then move to a vote?
You ask.
Yes, just vote for the main motion.
Yes.
Yes, okay. If anybody objects.
Yes.
I don't understand your... AC, what do you say?
I was asking if, given the time frame and everything, could you ask if anyone objects? If not, just move on.
Oh, right, thank you. Is there any objection to this motion?
Yes.
As amended?
Yes.
Okay, so let's move to a vote. Richard, please.
Okay, Nina Bidiato.
No.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Kathy Davis.
Abstain.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Pass.
AC Bird.
Yes is for the motion.
Yes is for the motion.
Thank you. I'm for the motion.
What?
Yes, I am for the motion that Bonnie put out.
Yes.
Lucette King.
Pass.
Was that a pass?
Yes.
David Beaton.
No.
Fia Wangaza.
No.
Jerry Gendelman.
Pass.
Bonnie Simmons.
Sure.
That's a yes?
That's a yes. Oh,
Andrea my. Turner, Joe Wanzala, Grace Aaron, Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford.
We are voting on the main motion now, correct?
Right, as amended.
As amended, thank you. In that case, I abstain.
Rico Ross, George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Okay, well, since I didn't get a chance to speak, I would just like to say I'm abstaining because this makes absolutely no sense. We are community radio, and
okay, my turn.
Editorialize, please.
Done.
Wendy Shrill.
I'm voting no because it makes no sense.
Susan Young.
No.
Was that a no?
Yes, it was a no.
Okay, three yeses. Seven no's and three abstain.
You have
didn't
four
we have passes?
Oh, probably. Had a whole bunch of passes.
Yeah. Brown, King, and Gendelman.
Okay, let's see. I ended that last one with Susan Young. I'll go down to Carolyn Burton.
No. I'm going to vote
Jim
no.
Brown.
No.
Is that King?
Abstain.
Sherry Gentleman.
Abstain.
Okay, we had three yeses, nine no's, and four abstains.
Okay. So,
you have it.
The yeas have it?
Mr. Chair?
There's been a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn to
executive session.
Executive session.
Last.
Right, when we're at time. So this meeting is now over, and then we shall adjourn to the executive session.
Mr. Chair, can we ask for a 5-minute recess?